Actually, before we go to that, I want to say that the anniversary, 70th anniversary of the founding establishment of the People's Republic of China is occurring tomorrow, I think, is the official date. And there, unfortunately, at this moment in time, the Canadian media, Canadian government, but primarily the U.S. and British governments have decided to see if they can cause a problem for our old ally of World War II and the people who founded the People's Republic, which took it from a country that had been invaded by Japan and, of course, already was occupied by the British and the French and the Americans, and had suffered the Opium Wars, where then they lost Hong Kong, and have fought their way all the way back from being what an American political scientist titled his book, The Blue Ants. They have become a very powerful, developed and developing country, a great trade ally, a great ally and friend of Venezuela, Nicaragua, and actually any country that wants to be friendly back. South Africa, it's very good, has good relations with. Recently, the southern development countries of Africa thanked China for expressing solidarity with them in opposing Western sanctions on their countries. Since they're trying to develop, but they have to live with sanctions, China says, well, we know all about that. We've been through it. According to the political scientists, the economists, not the CNN talking heads or the BBC talking heads, but according to raw data, United Nations data, China has lifted more people out of poverty in a matter of 10 years than ever happened in history. So therefore, the Globe and Mail, Toronto Star, only want to talk about demonstrations in Hong Kong. That's because they don't want to face the great accomplishments of the People's Republic of China, which offers us no problems, has not looked for any difficulty with us. There's also talk about the area called Xinjiang, and the Globe and Mail topped itself with the most, had a headline for which they ought to be on their knees apologizing. They say, China, I have it in front of me. China rounds up Christians in internment campaign. Complete malarkey. And I want to tell you, there are 200 million, I think, Christians in China. There are 20 million Muslims in China. And according to Globe and Mail, they've all been rounded up. This is insane. It just shows how bad, how ignorant and parochial the information here is, a parochial, ignorant. Of course, it's also racist and insulting. The area of Xinjiang, about which the Globe and Mail never, they give us three articles a week. They're all equally worthless, all based on somebody told somebody who told somebody who knows a cousin who lives in Vancouver. It's all malarkey. But at any rate, they don't ever mention that there are 20 million Muslims in China. In the area of Xinjiang, there are 24,000 mosques. So, but the Globe and the Star can say, well, they're repressing Muslims. It's complete malarkey. And it's a disgrace, because here we are on the anniversary of a country that had to defeat the Japanese who had occupied them, unlike Canada. We didn't get occupied, but Japan. China got occupied. Look up Nanjing. Look up what happened there. And they fought back. They got on their feet. And everybody said, well, you know, they got a socialist system. It'll fail. Oh, well, it didn't fail. Guess what? It's really kind of on a roll. And it has scared the Obama. It has scared Bush. It has scared Trump. It has scared Bojo. They're all in a panic. Well, I don't care if they're in a panic. I think it's inspiring. It's wonderful, particularly for the people of the former colonial world, that now they have a friend and neighbor that is prosperous, that doesn't treat them like dirt, and is continuing to offer good relations to anybody who offer them back. So that is a great accomplishment. And I'm glad that the mayor didn't go down and raise the flag, because I don't think he's qualified, as he didn't, in my mind, pay his dues to be not worthy to touch the Chinese flag. The Chinese defeated Japanese imperialism. They were our allies, whether you know that or not. I hate to break it to you like that. But they fought alongside Canada and the United States out of caves and with very few supplies. And actually, all of our commanders loved them. That's all forgotten history now. Anyhow, I think it's great. So we have China's national anthem, and we're going to play that. And we're back. I was rehearsing that. I said it twice. This is the Taylor Report. By the way, we're on SoundCloud and Taylor-Report, and we are on Facebook, The Taylor Report. Please be in touch. Keep track of things with us. I mentioned China. I have some further China news while we're waiting to speak to Jean Saint-Ville, and that is that the candidate leader of the Bloc Québécois gave a good speech to the farmers of Quebec, Farmers Union, I'm going to call them. And he said Canada should not have gotten involved with this U.S. matter, shouldn't have listened to taken orders from the U.S. and arrested Ms. Zhao on behalf of some New York prosecutor. He said they should get back to the table, talk to China, and get these relations worked out without the interference or the oversight of the Americans. That would be Mr. Blanchet. He's the leader of the Bloc Québécois. He's speaking to the farmers' organization in Quebec. I applaud him. I wish there was another party leader in Canada with enough guts to say that. It is, by the way, a common opinion amongst the uncounted. Go to Le Devoir if you want to see that report. but very important that this issue gets raised in that way. And it also tells you something about the political this climate in this election. Do not be surprised if the Bloc returns to some considerable influence in the Canadian Parliament. There's going to be some pushing and shoving going on that is going to surprise, I think, a number of people. But I think that's news, and I haven't seen it reported anywhere. It was, I'm trying to remember who the source of it was. Associated Press? Couldn't have been. It must have been no, it was Canadian Press. But the English didn't seem to pick it up. It reported in the French media. As you know, if you haven't heard, Quebec speaks French, and it is not surprising that they often disagree, particularly on issues of foreign policy, and we need to register that. If people say, I don't care what they think, here's what I would tell you. You want to have a federal parliament, and you want to run for office, you find yourself saying, I am interested in what they think because they possess votes. And they will elect people to parliament. That's why you find a lot of tiptoeing going on the part of the federal leaders on issues where everybody thought they were going to say one thing and they didn't quite say that. Because if they did say it, they would be in deep trouble with a very significant portion of our population. I'll repeat again the name, Yves-François Blanchet, Bloc Québécois, and he has said we need to have relations with China, and they should get busy and fix that.